pigeons. Shloi huchshu b'gdolim. When they become already over a year old, they're posel b'nayin, is the posel still huchshu b'ktanim. When they're young, the first year old, you could use a pigeon, if so turim, these doves, shehuchshu b'gdolim, that the kosher, even after they're a year old, the second year, they're still kosher, the kosher is so enadin, isn't it a svar to say, shehuchshu b'ktanim, that they should also be kosher the first year also. That's why I would have thought the same svara. On this Talmud, the pasuk says turim. Pasuk says the word turim, and we'll soon see how we know. That stam turim means gedolim and not ketanim. We'll soon see how we know that. Now, the next part of the brayse in the Mishnah is that b'nei yoyna, when you want to bring a pigeon for a korban oif, is ketanim b'le gedolim only during the first year, and not when it's older than that. So Mar, how do you know this? Mar says, because really a shiyachal, I would have thought to say, v'loy dinu, it's as far as just the opposite. I would have thought to say, v'loy dinu, oma turim, just like by these doves. Shiloy huchshru b'ktanim, when they're only 1 year old, it's possible, it's not old enough yet. Still huchshru b'gdolim, when they become 2 years old, they're kosher. If so, b'nei yoyna, these pigeons, shehuchshru b'ktanim, it is kosher to bring a young pigeon, a 1 year old pigeon. If so, enadin, isn't it a svar to say shehuchshru b'gdolim, that even when they become 2 years old, they should also be kosher? That's why I would have thought the same svar. And this Gemara says, no, Tamalem, the pasuk says, b'nei yoyna, children, b'nei, children, pigeons that are still children, meaning to say ketanim, young ones, v'loy gdolim, not older ones. Now the Gemara still says, my Talmudai, where's the limit here? Like still, how do I know to say that Turim means only older ones, and B'nai Yoyna are only smaller ones, maybe both, maybe the opposite? So Gemara says, Omar Rabba says like this, because le'lishtamet krov lichtov min B'nai HaTurim. The prophet never said any one time even the Lashon of B'nai HaTurim. It only says Turim, it doesn't say B'nai HaTurim. B'nai would means young ones, it never said the word young ones at all. So Mashma Turim has to be older ones, or else Oy Min HaYoyna. The Postik never said the word Min HaYoyna, it always says B'nei HaYoyna. Why does it say B'nei HaYoyna? It means to teach us that the Yoynim, the pigeons, have to be young ones, and the Turim, they could be, they have to be older ones. So that's the drasha. Rashi says, Yisak Adayta G'dolim Namik Sherim Mikol HaNekor from all the Pesukim about B'nei HaYoyna. It should have said one time at least the word Yoyna. Why does it always say B'nai Yoyna? That's a right, it's only kosher when it's young. Now the Mora says, B'nai Yoyna. Because Eimer says, Oy Min Yoyna. Now Eimer, why don't I say B'nai Yoyna the kosher barachmono? You know what, when the Pasuk says B'nai Yoyna, you know what it means to say? Maybe it means to say B'nai Ketanim in G'dolim Loi. I says, "V'yema b'nei ha'yoyna the kosabu to b'nei likuvoi means vaday gedolim psulim. Avaturim maybe ben gedolim ben ketanim mashma. Hilkach yiboy gedolim laisi boy ketanim lais. That's the most kasha. That's true. B'nei yoyna the pasuk says clearly only young ones and not old ones. So I understand why an old yoyna is possible. That's pshat. Aim. Let's just say b'nei yoyna kosabu rachmana b'nei ketanim in gedolim lais. That's good." But maybe Turim, maybe boy gedolim laisi, boy ketanim laisi. If you want to bring old ones, you could. If you want to bring small ones, you could. So that's why the pasuk never says b'nei like a Turim, because you have your choice. It only says b'nei yoyna, because b'nei yoyna is bedavka small ones. But maybe Turim, you have your choice. Samar says no. Still, the svar is dumya de b'nei yoyna, that Turim should be just like b'nei yoyna, ma b'nei yoyna, just like by pigeons. The terrorist mak bedavka ketanim in gdelim loy gdelim is psulim. And that's as far as seven. The pasuk says turim also means bedavka. Af turim gdelim in ketanim loy. That's as far as say that they're equal. But just like by turim has to mean older ones, because the pasuk never said b'nei turim. So once it has to mean older ones, I say it's like b'nei yoyna bedavka older ones and not young ones. Just like b'nei yoyna is bedavka young and not old. Or then b'nei ketanim b'nei by turim is daf gold and not young. That's how I know. Nothing more says. Turn around, one like this. Yochel, I would have thought to say kol haturim v'chol b'nei hayonik sherim. Many and maybe any dove is kosher. Maybe any pigeon is kosher. Rashi says, Mishiyotsu Mikal Ktanis. At any time the dove got out of a shein baby, any time it's not Ktanis, it should be kosher. And what did the Kovash as the Kol B'nai Yenik Sherim? His Kol Zeman Shlebo Lechla Gudelim. Kol Zeman is not called old yet, maybe it's kosher. On this note, Talmudim, the Pesuk says, Min HaTurim. Only some Turim are kosher, for like Kol HaTurim, not all of them. There are some doves that are called older ones, and still they're not kosher yet. The same thing it says, Min B'nai Hayon, the Pesuk says. Mashmina say, from the young pigeons, for there are some young pigeons that are even puzzle ready for carbon. What does it mean to say that? The Mishnah says, Prat exclude letchila satziv. When the feathers around the neck starts to turn yellow, shebezeb shebezeb shepuzzle. It's puzzle by both of them. For the turim, it's still a little bit too young. It has to completely turn yellow. And for the b'nei yayna already, it's a little bit too old already. So that's the zman that's puzzle by both of them. Rashi says, "Tchilas Hatziyav, kishemachilin litzoyel, come to get like gold, like yellow, kinafayim the feathers, shesviva sabarim around the neck. Psulim is there, there. The yotzu mechla ktanim, it's not called ktanim yet. Therefore, it's possible b'nei yoyna, but it's not called gedolim yet. It's not called gedolim to be kosher or for b'tayrim." Now the Mishnah Smar says, "Mei mesai haturim ksherim. When is a turim? When are they called gedolim? Ready? When are they kosher? Mitshiyasivu." When all the feathers already turn gold, turn yellow. Rashi says, She can fei gufon gedolim v'yadumim u'mazivim kizov. It's not only the feathers around the neck, but the feathers all over the body have to be turning red or gold already. That's when the b'nei turim is kosher. And name is say b'nei yoyna psulim. When is the b'nei yoyna ready posel? Mishiyativu. Rashi says, Mishiyaskul etzoyiv. When the feathers, mashma, the feathers around the neck, those are the ones that turn first. So when they turn yellow or gold, that's already a simon, it's already, it's too old for a b'nei yoyna. So therefore, this simon, when the feathers around the neck start to turn gold, that's possible for both of them. Both for turim and for b'nei yoyna. Now the Gemara says, Toni Yaakov Korcha. Yaakov Korcha taught us, name of a person. Yaakov Korcha taught us that Mei Messai b'nei yoyna k'sherim. When is the b'nei yoyna kosher for of to bring a korban? Mishayalu. Mishayalu, Rashi says, we'll soon see what that means. When it starts to become old, when it starts, Mishayalu, when it starts to come up, we'll soon see what that means. So Moses says, he learned it warmly, and he said like this. The apostle says, Avruche yaludam, that the Ephrochim, the young birds, yaludam, get blood. Meaning to say, when the blood is absorbed, in its evorim. Rashi says, Utanle shayna, he hamishna mipi rabbi, mishiyalo, when it comes up, vomlo nefarsha mishna midaita, the mishiyalo is loshna frochim yalodam, means mishiyehelem dam, motzi vabosar, when the pigeons are old enough that there's blood absorbed in its boss and its meat. The chishomet gat from there, if you pull out a feather of it, osimine dama. So when the pigeons are that old, that if you pull out a feather, blood will come out, that's the zman already when it's kosher for carbon. Vasu Afruchi Yaladam. Amos say one of this, or Mabaye, Abaye says, Michishom et Gat from it, if you pull out a feather of it, the Yosadam and blood comes out, that's the zman already when B'nai Yoyna are kosher, the beginning of the zman when it's kosher for oil for carbon. Boy, you observe, there is a question like this. Somebody says, I want to bring a korban oila from either the doves or else from the pigeons. And he brings now two birds, and both of them, one turim and one b'nei yoyna, and both of them are this stage when the feathers around the neck are starting to turn yellow. Ma was the locha? Sveik heve, is it the pshatzon yisofik? Whether it's too old or too young, if so, then v'nofik, then him and monoshek he'll be yotza. As if you say this is too old already for a b'nei yoyna, so it's already kosher for turim. And if you say it's too young for turim, so it'll be kosher for b'nei yoyna. Or do we maybe know the pshat is very heavy, that when it comes to this stage, that the feathers around the neck start to turn yellow, it's nishtar nishtain, it's a new barrier, it's not too young, it's not too old, it's a new medium stage, that's possible vade for both. For enough, and therefore, even though he brought both of them, he would not be yotza. So that's the shayla. What's the pshat on the tchila ziyus? Is it pasul min asofik? Then if you bring both of them, a monashuk, you be yotzi and neder. Or is it a psul machmas vada? It's like a new barrier now. It's not too old, not too young. It's pasul both ways. On the Rebbe, the Rebbe says, Toshma, come in here. It says clearly the Mishnah, prat la tchila saziyus shebezeh shebezeh shepasul. So the chur mashmit zavada psul. So yamin, if you tell me bishleim a berry, you have a, that when these birds start, the feathers to turn yellow, it's called a new berry, it's like a new creature, it's not too young, not too old, you have a shop, and it's good, what the Mishnah says, it's possible by both of them. Eli yamin, if you're going to tell me the pshat is only sveikev, it's a suffix, whether it's a godl or a cotton, it's only a suffix, and so then, it's rachro lemute sveikoi. So I need a poster to exclude a suffix. Who is a poster with Hashem now? Rashi says, "Miika sveka kami kuchibruk was a suffix by Hashem." If you tell me for sure the gedolim in a call older, says so then the ptal turim. If you tell me the ktanim, the b'chabna yoina. So since we're not poshit, why would I think to be kosher? So vice place, since you need a posik, elamai the posik is teaching us that the pshat is a new barrier. It's not the pshat of suffix, we don't know what it is. We know what it is. It's a new stage. And the Torah has been mechadish now, this stage, when the feathers start to turn around the neck yellow, that's a new stage. It's a new creature like at that age. It's not a cotton, it's not a godel. And therefore, it's a psuva by both. You can't bring a b'nei yoyin, then you can't bring a tur at that stage. And other one, kitzukro, what are the pasuk for? Lemute nirva v'nevad. The pasuk comes to teach us only that an animal or a bird that was near and never lived with another, that's a psul for korban. What the pasuk says, mum and ashchosa. I would have thought to say only by behemoth shaykh this. But if it have no psul mum, maybe there's no psul near a river, k'mashmon, yes, you still have it. But call point for us, it's more mashma that in echnami, tchilas haziyav, it's like a psul. It's like a psul both ways. It's like a new barrier. We don't know what it is. It's a new barrier. Therefore, it's a vadi psul both ways. All right, we'll stop here.